The next stage is transferring information. The person and their support team make decisions based on gathered info and capture, in the person's own words when possible, what's working and what is not, along with what is most important to them. This can be a daunting process for the people you support and even for the staff who help support them. Luckily, there are a lot of great person-centered planning tools out there to help you and your organization accomplish this with the people you support. After transferring information into a person-centered planning tool or plan, they try to narrow the gathered information into the three most important things for the future. It doesn't have to be three. This is just a suggestion to have enough to focus on without overwhelming the person or team. It can really be any number that the person feels comfortable with. Think about a time in your life when you were trying to change or improve something or get what you wanted. How many of those things did you work on all at the same time? How did you decide what was most important? The decision-making process was probably important to you. Consider how you feel when trying to make decisions, especially decisions that are important to your life. Put yourself in the person's shoes. This process is important to them too.